गोविंद देशिकम उपास्य शिराय भक्त्याम तस्मिन् स्थिते निजमाहिम्नि विदेह मुक्त्याम अद्वैत्य वाश्यम उपकल्प दिशो विजित्याम कांचीपुरे स्थितम अवापसा शंकराय प्रतिस्तुति पुराणानाम आलयम करुणालयम नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरम लोकशंकरम अपार करुणा सिंधु ज्ञानतम शांत रूपिणम श्रीचंद्रशेखर गुरु प्रणमामि उदम्यहम सदाशिव समारंभा शंकराचार्य मध्यमाम अस्मत् आचार्य पर्यंताम वंदे गुरु परंपरा विद बेनेडिक्शन टू आदि शंकराचार्य एंड टू हिज डीन अप टू द 69th गुरु द वेनरेटेड कामकोटि पीठ पूज्य श्री जयेंद्र सरस्वती स्वामी गुरु इन हुज बिनाइन एंड ऑगस्ट प्रेजेंस दिस फंक्शन इज बीइंग हेल्ड आई वोट हिम एज ए कमेंस माय एड्रेस टुडे इट गिव्स मी ग्रेट प्लेजर टू वेलकम यू ऑल टू दिस प्लेजेंट एंड सॉलेम फंक्शन ऑर्गेनाइज्ड दिस इवनिंग टू कन्फर्म द 14th एसआईएस श्री चंद्रशेखर जयेंद्र सरस्वती नेशनल मेंस अवार्ड टू फोर डिस्ट्रिक्ट सेंसेस दिस सॉइल These awards are named after the Brahmacharya of Kanchi, the 68th Shankaracharya in the lineage of an illustrious parampara of Shankaracharyas of great erudition and scholarship spanning 2520 years, commencing from Adi Shankara himself. Today is the International Day for Action Against Corruption. It's a global day against corruption. That's how 9th December is celebrated all over the world. There could be no better way than to celebrate probity in life, probity in public life more importantly, and honor all those who have been championing the cause of probity in public life, and that's what exactly we are doing today. If we are meeting today to extol the virtues of the Mahaswami of Kanchi and travel down the greatness of the sage of Kanchi, I believe it is immaterial to you today, even as it was during his three times. It was far beyond honors, titles, and accolades. It is only we who mortals are ever in need of finding a way to honor him as a symbol of expressing our awareness of the reality that he represented. It is extremely difficult to find words that can describe the greatness of the sage of Kanchi, his humility and his contribution to mankind. As we celebrate the life and times of the sage of Kanchi and honor men who have followed the path that has been set by him during his living times, it's also time to go down the memory lane. It's with joy and glee as to how an ordinary young boy from a distant and obscure village in Burupuram in Tamil Nadu was converted into a sage extraordinary. In the century-long sojourn of the Mahaswami, he travelled the length and breadth of the country, spreading goodwill and compassion. He was ever a beacon of light, like the lighthouse that beats no drum and sounds no gong, and yet to the mariner in the distant sea that experiences friendly light, so too was the sage of Kanchi, who radiated blessings all around. On an occasion like this, we should be grateful to gods, for it was during the time of most of us who are at least present in the front rows that the Mahaswami of Kanchi shed this earth in flesh and blood. To most of us who have seen him, experienced him, worshipped him, prostrated before him and prayed before him, he was a true Jivan Mukta, a liberated soul, a spiritual colossal. He was the wise of eternal India. As he travelled the length and breadth of the country, taking the gospel of love and affection, the Mahaswami also told us to discover the innate potential in human beings. This master of masters was like a champion knight who rekindled the spirit of the nation and brought about a renaissance in many fields of religion, thought and process. He taught mankind to grope in the dark as how to journey to a higher destiny despite all these advances in science and technology. Such was the power of his presence that when he attained his Videha Mukti on the 8th of January 1994, it was just not the faithful and the devotees who came to pay the Rasa Prashtajum. People from all walks of life thronged to Kanchi, be it the Sikhs, the Muslims, the Isais, came in large numbers to offer their last respects to him. In fact, a namaz was held in the Darga next door to the Kanchi Mutt, and 500 of the faithfuls trooped into the Mutt after the namaz to offer their last rites to this great departed soul. We still hear the divinity of his voice and the infinitude of his presence. The Mahaswami of Kanchi lives in the minds and hearts of his devotees and all those who are concerned with public welfare. When we remember the Mahaswami of Kanchi, all that comes to us is all that he taught us over those 100 years of his existence in this universe. Catholicity was the greatest cardinal principle that the Mahaswami practiced all during his life. The Mahaswami observed that all religions teach people and direct them on the path that leads to salvation, there is no difference between religions. The minor variations which are there between religions is essentially based on those doctrines and concepts which are based on the outcome of the experience of the promoters and the founders of the religion and those who succeed them and perpetuate that religion. The strength of a religion is not in its numbers, it is the effectiveness with which the religion is practiced by the numbers who promote that religion. The Mahaswami also said that we may scrap our battleships and put our tools down, that will not pull down wars. People will continue to fight, albeit given sickles and sticks in their hands. It is only spiritual love, a spiritual understanding between nations, between the rich and the poor, that can bring in eternal peace, and then a dawn of welfare can set in. The sage of Kanchi practiced this Catholicity all through his life. And that is why when I say that we have chosen this subject as the theme of our address today, it is more relevant today. This blessed nation of ours is a living history that spans several millennia. Westerners have always wondered as what is it that has united this nation despite the diversity in its culture, food, thought, practice, whatnot and whatnot. There is diversity in everything and yet there is unity in this nation. They have always wondered as what has kept this nation united. This nation of ours has 18 major languages, 1,600 minor languages and dialects, 6,400 castes and subcastes, 52 major tribes, 6 major religions, 29 major festivals, 27 states, 28 states, 7 union territories. I don't know whether the numbers have been added during the interregnum. All fused and rolled into one called as Bharat, called India. You see, it's definitely the fact which brings to fore the morality of this great nation of ours, the greatness of the people who had been present in this country, and more importantly, the probity, honesty, and the consciousness of both the rulers and subjects of this great country of ours. Mark Twain calls it as the cradle of human civilization, the birthplace of human speech, the mother of history, the grandmother of tradition, and the great grandmother of legend. If similarly there is one cause which has contributed to the unification of this blessed land of ours, it is the saints and servants who have descended onto this part of the globe at various points in time and history and added to the reservoir of goodness of this blessed land of ours. In this lineage of saints and servants, over the centuries, over the millennia who have come onto this nation of ours, is the sage of Kanchi who descended on in the 20th century and spread goodness all around. The people who are being honored today are essentially men of character, men of conviction, men who have gone beyond the call of duty, men who have added to the reservoir of goodness of this land of ours. Dr. Murali Manohar Joshi, in fact he belongs to our tribe of teachers. As is the teacher, so is the subject. Countless number of students have passed out of the hands, the careful, nurturing hands of this physics teacher of the Allahabad University and have occupied very high positions in public life of this country. The late Sri V.P. Singh, the former Prime Minister of our country, might have ideological differences with his guru, but had a great regard and reverence for Dr. Murali Manohar Joshi. At a time when politics has reached its nadir and people have moved far, far away from politicians, even the rather visibility of people in power has gone out of the common man. Here is a shining example of probity in public life. Moved far, far away from those camps that seem to decorate every individual who occupies positions of power in government at this point of time in history. During the time he became the Minister for Human Resource Development of this country, pioneering reforms were brought forth by him. And all those culture and tradition of this land of ours which had gone out of the curriculum were brought back into the mainstream of education. He advanced the cause of nanotechnology with missionary zeal. In fact, he was also the Minister for Ocean Development, Science and Technology for some time along with HRD. The various IIMs, expansion of the IIMs which had taken place, the IIT which had taken place, and the IIIs, the information technology institutions, the 5 of them which were constituted in the country, were all due to the pioneering efforts of Dr. Murali Manohar Joshi. Dr. Joshi presided over the first SIS, Sri Chandrasekhar Institute, National Institute Award, in the year 1998, when the inaugural award was given to Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma, the then former President of India. It has taken 14 long years, a Rama Manavas for us to discover that we have also conquered this title. We are beholden to him for having accepted this honor and present today to receive the blessings of the sages of Kanchi and the award in the name of the Brahmacharya of Kanchi. The thespian of Indian cinema, Dilip Kumar, has given us immense pleasure by accepting this award. Kalidasa in Raghu Vamsa, which is an epoch-making poem of Kalidasa, where he trails the Raghu Vamsa, starting from the sun god, going up to King Dilipa and further down. Describing King Dilipa, he says that Brahma, the creator, has put all the five elements and all the rasas, the gandhas, onto one single individual, which are fused so well into this body of his, and what comes out is only public welfare. Little did Kalidasa realize that in the 20th century and 21st century, there would be a person by name Dilip Kumar who fit in exactly to the same character that Kalidasa gave in the 5th century AD of the Raghu Vamsa dynasty of King Dilipa. That Kumar in him personifies his synonymous with youth. Kaumaram in Sanskrit is again representing Kartikeya God, which is again youth, the freshness, the evergreen prince of Indian cinema. Over the five decades, he has held sway over Bollywood. He acted in 60 movies, starting from Aan in 1949, which was swashbuckling, as most of you would know, the dramatic Devadas which came in, or the mythological Mughal-e Azam which came, or who can forget Leader, Naya Daur, Ganga Jamuna, Ram of Sham, and in later years before he signed off from the Bollywood world, of those exemplary performances in Gopi, of the bhajan that he gave to all of us. Who will forget, which Hindu can forget the bhajan that he gave to you in Gopi? Such is the greatness of the person he had continued to inspire people. As he resumes this award at the hands of the sage of Kanchi, may he be endowed with a long life, a contented life, a healthy life, so that the remainder of the years continue to be given for the good of humanity. Dr. Jayant Narlikar is a university by himself, a kosha by himself. If there is anything in cosmology, it would not go beyond Dr. Narlikar. Whether it is astrophysics or astronomy, I think if there is one person in the world to whom you have to look up to for meanings into several of the components of astrophysics and astronomy, it is towards the eastern part of the globe, into the city of Pune, where Dr. Narlikar is present. His alternate theory to the Big Bang model has taken his name far and wide. Despite all the high peaks that he has achieved in life, he continues to be humble, continues to serve the cause of students. He is still interested in scientific development among the students at a time when science is losing its value in the school education. Dr. Ali Bhumakant Shastri singularly has contributed substantially to the cause of mental integration of this country. Through the power of his pen, reflected in the literature that flows out of that pen, be it in Hindi or in Sanskrit, Dr. Kant Shastri has written several books, 8 of them have already hit the stands and are well known to people, bringing out the commonality between the Vedas and the Quran. In fact, this year, he was conferred the National Integration Award of the Ministry of Human Resources and the Vice Minister of India in the presence of the Prime Minister of India for the year 2000. And he receives this award at the hands of the sage of Kanchi. My mind goes back to the senior sage of Kanchi, of Justice Jerome Ismail, the Chief Justice of the Madras High Court, who used to come very frequently to the Kanchi Math and engage the Acharya in very long discussions on Kamba Ramayana. Azaz Ali Mia Khasayed, who was the chairman of the All India Muslim Personal Board, was a great devotee of both the sages of Kanchi. In fact, he used to come to Kanchi only to discuss with the Shankaracharyas on the larger issues of life. The early efforts that were taken in relation to Ram Janmabhoomi were all thanks to those discussions that he had with the Brahmacharya of Kanchi and later with our Jagat Guru. Be it Jafar Sharif or Syed Shahuddin, they were all great devotees of the Math who always believed in the Catholicity of this Math And of its common God, that human beings are one, they are the creations of the same Lord. And this is no difference. And not certainly the one that we are practicing today. Lastly, I come to what is very current today, basically fasting. Today, there is not a single column centimeter which is not lost out in the newspapers of this country as to who is going on fast, who is threatening to go on fast, who is going to hit fast unto death, and who is expecting what will be brought in return for the fast that is taking place in this country. Fasting has lost the original intention that it had. The Mahaswami of Kanchi believed that fasting is a means to cleanse the inner self. He believed that if you were to bless people who come to him, you should be prescribed pure, so that that purity will wash onto the people who come to him, and then it will work on the people who come today his blessings. So too was the Mahatma. Both of them alone, this auditorium on either side. However, nobody the objective for which we want to use the instrument of fasting, I think the majesty of law, the effectiveness of lawmaking, the supremacy of parliament can never be discounted, and it has been made along with fasting. The Mahatma used fasting not as a means to bring the British to knees, as to strengthen the democracy, as to strengthen the non-violent wound that he had to liberate this country from the yoke of British rule. As early as 1930, the Mahatma went on fast for 7 days against the apartheid. And for 4.5 months thereafter, he skipped one meal. He used to take those 2 meals, and one meal he skipped for 4.5 months for the same cause. In the year 1924, he fasted for 21 days for the large purpose of Indo-Muslim unity. Be it the Ahmedabad Kera Satyagraha, be it the Champaran movement, be it the Rowlatt Act, be it anything, the father of the nation had fasted for the larger purpose of ensuring that the nation is liberated from the yokes of the British rule, and the common subjects are provided the relief that they require in a free and an independent country. The sage of Kanchi also advocated the same philosophy in relation to fasting. The Mahaswami used to always quote from Mahabharata, Panche Ahani Shashteva. If a day has been divided into 8 parts, it is in the 5th or the 6th part a Brahmin is expected to take a fistful of gram, that is the food that was to be given to him by Mahabharata as a prescription from the Brahmin. And Aparihara, non-possessiveness is the greatest virtue of a Brahmin, but that's not practiced in the 21st century, but that was in the times of Mahabharata. The sage of Kanchi used to skip meal on one protest or another. One such day, it was in the year 1946, the sage of Kanchi was about to go for his evening sandhya prayers in Kanchipuram, where he was camping for the Rangi, when a Muslim woman came running towards him. She was inconsolable. She started shouting at him. She said that, when you have not created a human being, what right do your followers of God to take that life away? She went further to say, is this what you as a Jagat Guru have taught people who follow you? For a moment, the image of the Mahaswami was disturbed. He went into silence and closed his eyes, and he realized that he too had a role to play in the death of her husband, who was killed in the mindless pre-partition riots of 1946, prior to independence, and the violence that spread right into Kanchipuram. When he felt that he can do nothing to enter the veil of this woman, the Mahaswami said that the least I can do is to skip my meals on Sunday for the larger cause of Hindu-Muslim unity and for the shanti of the atma of the husband of this poor woman who is before me, to whom I can do nothing. For 48 long years, starting from 1946 till 1994, this was the practice of the sage of Kanchi. There was no fanfare, there was no media blitz, there was no need for people to be told in advance that I am going to fast. The power of fasting has a great influence on humanity, and that's what both the sage of Kanchi and the father of the nation had given to us. On an occasion like this, the greatest Siddhantri that we can pay to the sage of Kanchi is to follow the footsteps that he had given to us, of those preachings and practices that he had given to us over the 100 full years of his existence over here. And once we follow that path, not only it will be a day of celebration of the life and times of the sage of Kanchi when he lived amongst us, of the days of a life journey ahead, and more importantly, may the sage shed his rays on all these four bodies. May they live long so that they continue to serve this country with great commitment and devotion for this country. May this age also bless us along with the Jagat Guru who is present over here, so that we too can draw a leaf from the lives and nobility of all these four men and make our own lives sublime. Thank you and God bless us all.